I'm laying in the rafters of an abandoned Ferris wheel in the Outlands. The battered wooden stock of my sniper rifle digs into my shoulder. I was waiting, hunting a shifter responsible for massacring my entire unit. Shifters. Augmented soldiers from the IRS resistance with the ability to teleport at will. They were almost impossible to catch. Until now.
You certain it's in there? In the house?
I aim into the window of a wooden house at the edge of the village, just a few clicks below. I use my scope to scan its interior.
I'm sensing a lack of confidence in your voice, Captain.
You need to take this seriously.
I'm always serious.
Then take the shot. You're running out of time. One of our drones picked up an Auris convoy from Marish, headed to your position, possibly with a paladin in tow. They could be there within the hour. You need to kill it and move.
Him.
What?
The shifter. It's a man. Just a man. Mid-30s, brown hair. Bloody hell, he even looks normal.
Can't say I'm surprised.
But you're disappointed.
I don't know. The stories around shifters are cryptic and inconsistent at best. I guess I was... I don't know, just expecting something more...
Malicious.
Right. Given the whole of Carnage, he's been punching through our units. I know Command was expecting
Anya,
something more...
There's something else. There's a small boy sitting on the couch next to him. I think it's his son.
Listen.
Shift it down. Confirm smoke.
Okay. Okay, good. Listen, there's an evac zone waiting for you 3 clicks south. Get to the extraction before the RS convoy reaches the village. The window is small, but not impossible if you haul ass.
Understood. Moving out.
Wait. Jace. I'm picking up something on the roof.
Someone teleports behind me. I slowly turn my head, seeing the boy from the house standing before me holding a pistol inches from my skull. The revelation sets in like a cold secret. I see it in his eyes. The unseen truth. The boy's father was never the shifter. He was. And today, I was responsible for stealing his last shred of innocence. But then I was reminded of the lingering intent, the malicious condition. This was war. No one is innocent.